Good morning, everybody. It's exciting to be back this morning. As many of you know, I was out last week, hurt, pinched a nerve in my back, so it's been a fun week of laying in bed and not doing a whole lot, which is not something that I typically enjoy. So to be back here and to be able to share a message with you guys today is pretty exciting, and it's just a joy to be able to make the drive this morning. Fall colors are coming in. It's beautiful. Seeing all those browns and greens and just the cooler weather, you know, we were in the 30s this week. It's a joy for me. I really enjoy that. So I want to talk today a little bit about obedience. And I think that if we're reflecting on the sermon that I preached 2 weeks ago, or a couple weeks ago, I guess, we were talking about the Exodus, the Israelites coming out of the Exodus. And some key takeaways from that sermon were that we have to finish what we've started. Like, I remember we were talking about if we go the 80%, there's still that other 20% that we have to finish. We can't go to the 80% and stop. We can't run half a marathon or three quarters of a marathon and then stop and say, okay, you know what, I'm done. I'm not going to run the other 20. And in remembering to do that, and the 20% that we're going to run, we have to rely on God to make that way for us, to lead us that other 20%. And so I think that those two things are important. And then, of course, our illustration that was super fun that week, that it was actually funny. I gave it here for the first time, and then I was talking to some professors about that, and they were all like, huh, I'm going to write that down and use that. So it was kind of a fun thing. So we were talking about the old cattle. When you're on a farm and the cattle will find a fence and they can't get through, and then they just keep walking up that fence line looking for that hole to get through, and they relentlessly are looking for that hole. So we need to be relentlessly looking for that way that God has provided for us. And if we're not, then we're not doing it. We're not doing God justice or ourselves justice in that way. And so today we're going to focus on Exodus 19, 1 through 6. This is a pretty famous section of text. You know, it's right before they go to Mount Sinai, or it's actually Moses going on to Mount Sinai to speak to God before he gives the Ten Commandments, comes down with the Ten Commandments. And so starting in verse 1, it says, on the first day of the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Now this mountain is obviously Mount Sinai. This is the place where God will come to talk to Moses and tell him, give him instruction for what's gonna happen here. And then it goes on to say in verse 3, then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountains and said, this is what you say to the descendants of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my commandment or covenant, then out of all nations you will be treasured, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. Now, there's a lot in this text right here, and so I think first we should look at the background of it. We see that that these are the Israelites that have just escaped slavery, that have been in slavery, but it's also important to remember that it was their ancestors that were the ones actually in the slavery with Egypt. These are the offspring of those original people that had escaped the slavery that God had led into the wilderness. This is, you know, roughly, a lot of scholars tend to argue, but they think it's 40 to 80 years after the original people had went into the wilderness. So these are the children or the grandchildren. And these people have actually never physically even been in slavery. So that's something really interesting to talk to. And then Moses is going onto the mountain to have a moment with God to see, you know, hey, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you want me to talk to these? Because he's the one that was chosen to deliver the Israelites. He was the one who was given the call to go and lead these people. And so he's going to meet God in that moment. And it's also important to notice here that they've actually left the wilderness. They had just crossed the Red Sea. This is just after they've went across the Red Sea, and all the Israelites have been drowned. Or I mean, the Egyptians rather have been drowned, and they're chasing them, and Pharaoh's armies have been stopped, and God's delivered these people. But they're saying, you know, God is trying to tell Moses, what's next? Here's what's next. Here's what you need to do next. And then shortly after this, we get the Ten Commandments, which is actually an interesting thing. We talk about this a lot at Ozark, but when translated from the Hebrew, it actually is like ten. It means 10 words, not commandments. It's the English translation that makes it commandments. Don't get tripped up on that. It's still the same weight. It's the 10 pillars of faith. It's just our 10 things that we should follow. It's just a different translation for that. But it's going to be the guiding pillars for the Israelites to move forward. These are going to be like the things that you should do to be in relationship, to be in covenant with God. And so I want to focus today on the commandment given here as a precursor to the 10 that would come a few verses later. These 10 are going to come just a little later. But this verse that I this commandment right here that says, now if you obey me fully, God is saying, obey me fully. And I think that's very critical for us to understand. Now, obedience, we know what that means, but if we don't, it's defined as compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority. Now, that's important because we are submitting to God's authority. We're acting in Him. And I think it's also important to note here that obedience is nothing new. See, obedience has been around since the beginning, but we're not good at it. We're a failed people. We're not good at obedience. Think about it this way. The first creation of God, Adam and Eve, the first humans, were disobedient in the garden. They went and ate the fruit that God told them not to eat. They did what God said, don't do this. And what did they do? They went and did it. How many times does God give us a direction in our lives and we go and we don't do it? We do something else that we don't want to. And I think that what differentiates us from the world as Christians is that we are obedient to our God. And I think that there's a really cool quote that I read this week that really, as I was prepping for this message, it really just opened my eyes. And it's by a pastor named Francis Chan. And he had this to say, something is wrong when our lives make sense to unbelievers. So as Christians, if we're making sense by our actions, by our disobedience, then we're not doing something right. We have to act in obedience in a way that reflects God so that the unbelievers around us can understand, hey, something's different about this person. Something's different about the way that this person acts. Hey, maybe the way that this guy goes about just greeting someone in the Starbucks line or greeting someone at McDonald's in the morning is just different. I want to know what that is. And so it's an encouraging opportunity for us to look at it that way. And then I think that there's hope here too, that there's a message of why should we obey, right? Why should we do it? I mean, there's that old saying, like my mom used to say, my mom would tell me to go do something and she would say like, hey, go do these dishes. And I'd be like, why? And she would say, because I told you so. And I don't think God is trying to tell us because I told you so. He's not trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you because I want a relationship with you. I'm telling you to do this. And so I think that the first impactful thing of why we should obey is because we serve a God that loves us. Because God was willing to send His Son to sacrifice for us, so that because of the love that He had for us, because of the love that He had for His own creation. And so I think that there's a good passage in John right here, John 14:15, that says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So there's a direct correlation there that by keeping God's commandments, by obeying the word of God, we are illustrating or showing our love to God, and in turn, he's showing his love back to us. But yet, we're also commanded to keep his commandments. And so, he tells us, like, throughout, you know, don't do this, don't do this. And there's just a point to where we have to just say, you know what, God, I'm going to listen and do what you've commanded me to do. And it reminds me of a fun story. Maybe it's a 90s baby thing because I'm a 90s baby. But when I was a kid, my mom and dad used to always, we'd go to Walmart a lot as a kid. And I'd always want a toy, of course, because I'm a little kid. And so my mom and dad would give me an ultimatum or a goal. And they would say, hey, if you behave, we'll get you a Hot Wheel. And that was like the coolest toy. I used to love to go out in the backyard and play with my Hot Wheels. And it was something cheap and not significant, but it was significant to me. And so I would always like try to do my best, you know, and I would mess up and I would be like, oh, wait, you know, that Hot Wheels cool, but look at this cool, like, Nerf gun. I want that, too. And I would act like a crazy train. And at the end of the day, you know, typically if I was semi-good, my mom and dad would still, you know, shell out that dollar bill for that Hot Wheel. And I think that that's a good illustration for what we have going on here with God. God has given us a path to follow, and we're not capable on our own of walking on that path, of going down these different aisles and looking and saying, like, oh, that's a cool thing over here, but let me focus on where I'm supposed to do. Let me focus on the goal of getting my Hot Wheel. Oh, look, there's a cool Nerf gun over here. Oh, look, there's a cool board game over here. Let me focus on the Hot Wheel. Let me keep the blinders on, as we would say, you know, as you would say if you were riding down with a carriage and a horse. And so I think that there's a thing there that we have to remember to stay focused on what God's presented us if we're gonna be obedient, and not to stray away from the commandments that God has given us. And then I think that there's promise for when we obey. And so I think that obviously there's reward and obedience, and just like I said, when we get a Hot Wheel as a kid, we get rewarded with life, and we get the living water, and God's just gonna provide for us forever, and that's amazing, right? That's such a gift that we know that when we die, we get to go to heaven and go spend time with our friends and family and rejoice and enjoy what God has done for us. But we have to be obedient and to do that. And I think that the true nature, the essence of this thing is that in obedience, there's a deeper relationship. There's a deeper intimacy. And I think that, period, as parents, I'm not a parent yet, so I can't really make this point, but to parents, to me remembering growing up with my parents, my deepest desire was to have a closer relationship with my earthly parents, with my mom and dad. And I still call my mom and dad every week on Sunday. In fact, I'll call them on my way back to Joplin. I call them every Sunday, and we just have a fun conversation and ask them about how their week's going. And that's something that I really cherish, and that day that I can call my mom and dad and ask them, and they're going to tell me, you know, hey, how'd church go, and how was your sermon? And so we'll have that good conversation. And I think that as we're trying to grow closer with them, it's a direct reflection of the relationship we're trying to build with God. If we're trying to become closer to our earthly parents, why wouldn't we have a desire to come closer to our Heavenly Father, our parent that's created everything? He made our earthly parents to make us, so why wouldn't we want to desire to have a closer relationship? And I think through obedience, our relationship grows closer. When we're obedient to our parents, my parents would treat me a lot better if I was obedient to them. If I was acting up, running around like a fool, my dad might get the belt out or a wooden spoon. If I was behaving, he might be like, hey, let's sit down and have a pop and watch TV, you know? And so I think that it's the same aspect that if we're obedient to God's word, we begin to grow closer, begin to have a deeper relationship, a deeper understanding. And so I think that that should be all of our desires, to grow deeper, to have a deeper understanding, to have a deeper relationship with God. And so I just want to encourage you guys this week to go about trying to maybe look and see, hey, maybe I'm not super obedient in this area. Maybe I'm a little cattywampus. Maybe I'm focusing on the board game over here instead of the Hot Wheel. So I think that, I know in my life, I'm sure I have areas where I'm definitely more of a board game guy or Nerf gun guy and not really focusing on the Hot Wheel that God's put in front of me. But I want to encourage you guys this week to go through the week and keep your eyes on the Hot Wheel. Keep your eyes on what God's placed in front of you. And to just remember that through our obedience, we can grow closer to God. We can build a deeper relationship with God. And that's what we desire to have with Him, and that's what He desires to have with us. And let me conclude with prayer today. Father God, I just thank You for the opportunity to come to this church and to enjoy some time with these people, and that I hope that the message that You've laid on my heart to deliver today was beneficial and fruitful, and help us just to be obedient and to remember to seek You and help us to keep our eyes on what You desire for our eyes to be on. It's in Your heavenly name we pray. Amen.